August 8th. The Red Cross and the Red Crescent begin their work. On this day in 1864, the founding charter of the International Red Cross and Red Crescent movement was formally adopted in Geneva. We're lucky indeed to live in a world where some people are prepared to help others on an altruistic basis. The International Red Cross and Red Crescent is a shining example of this, and other organizations spring to mind as well, such as UNICEF, Médecins Sans Frontières, and Alcoholics Anonymous. How many lives have been saved by these organizations, it is hard to tell, but it must run into millions. Yet sometimes we take them for granted. Today's poem is one of the finest ever written on the theme of hope and renewal. A new morning always waits on the far side of night. This is God's Grandeur, a poem by Gerard Manley Hopkins. The world is charged with the grandeur of God. It will flame out like shining from shook foil. It gathers to a greatness like the ooze of oil crushed. Why do men then now not wreck his rod? Generations have trod, and all is seared with trade, bleared, smeared with toil. And wears man's smudge and shares man's smell. The soil is bare now, nor can foot feel being shod. And for all this, nature is never spent. There lives the dearest freshness deep down things. And though the last lights off the black west went, O morning, at the brown brink eastward springs, because the Holy Ghost over the bent world broods with warm breast and with bright wings. Today I ask that I will be grateful for the unselfish help that I receive in so many ways.